all-time high. And now, when you look at Bitcoin, we are in what is known as price discovery. At this level of Bitcoin, there's no frame of reference. There's no levels. There's no resistance and supports. It's Bitcoin is literally looking for a new price. And my timeline is euphoric. I don't know if your timeline looks like my timeline, but everybody is calling massive, massive pumps, making predictions about where we're going. I've seen pumps predictions for about $170,000 in May. And that's the type of euphoria that we now have there. But I'm going to put the euphoria aside and I'm not going to pay any attention to the euphoria. I'm just going to look at the data and I'm going to show you what the data says about where we're going now, what happens next, and how quickly it's going to take us to get there. That's the main thing that we're going to be talking about the show is what happens next. We wanted the breakout. We got the breakout. Do we start selling now? Is Bitcoin going much higher? How high is it going to go? That is what today's show is about. And then we are turning our attention to the altcoins because as much as Bitcoin has exploded, a lot of our altcoins have absolutely exploded. Look at NEAR, which we said was going to pump. Look at Theta, which Mama Sniper has been pumping. We're going to talk about the altcoins because we've got a lot to talk about and also look at when the altcoin season will happen. Or are we in the altcoin season? I don't know. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So listen, today, all-time high show, price discovery show, big, big, big show. Let's go. If you're not celebrating today, if you are not convinced that this is a real breakout, if you're not convinced that we're in price discovery, go to your doctor and tell him, my name is Run and I have severe chronic PTSD from the last cycle, because that's the only explanation. The only explanation that we can now have for you not being an extreme, extreme, extreme bull is that you have severe chronic PTSD. Do you have severe chronic PTSD? You're a believer. You're a believer. You respect the pump. Do you have severe chronic PTSD? I can see it. Do you have severe chronic PTSD? Even the scarecrows are talking today. That's what's going on here today. So welcome back, guys. And for those of you who are very confused, I know there's a lot of very, very, very confused people here in the audience today. I know that you're, why aren't we on Banter? As I said to you, we are now on Banter Plus. For the next week, I am broadcasting to you on Banter Plus. We're not going to be doing any broadcast on Crypto Banter. So smash the like button and subscribe to this channel and put notifications on for this channel. Otherwise, you're not going to get my alpha. You're not going to get my alpha. You can go and get alpha on that channel. And there's a lot of alpha on that channel. But today, if you go to the Crypto Banter channel, you'll notice that the next show is actually Dylan's show. So Dylan's doing a trading show, which is this altcoin will print 200K. Maybe I shouldn't do a show and I should just wait for Dylan's show because he's got an altcoin that's going to do 200K. So the change of scheduling, for those who are still confused, we are live on Banter Plus this week. We are not live on Banter, so subscribe to Banter Plus. I'm going to wait here while you guys subscribe. The quicker you subscribe, the quicker we can get into the alpha. And you want the alpha because I see Bitcoin at 72,222. That's, I mean, way higher than we thought. Go, subscribe. Let's get this show on the road. Remember also, when you subscribe, you enter the banter bags automatically. Now, a lot of you are new here, so you don't know what the banter bags are. We take pre-IDO allocations and we put them into banter bags. And we just keep accumulating tokens in the banter bags. When we get to 1 million subscribers on Banter and 350,000 subscribers on Banter Plus, we give away the Banter bags. And we have lots of sponsors in the Banter bags. We have Tap Protocol, we have Beeple, we have Peckland, we have Saga, which is a new one. We're going to talk about Saga, which is a new one. These bags are going to get full. They're going to get $10 million. You want these bags? Subscribe to Banter, subscribe to Banter Plus, and open a Crypto Banter exchange account with any link down below, and you automatically entered. Anyway, enough with the formalities. If by now you haven't realized that we are live on Banter Plus, have fun staying poor because you ain't getting the alpha. I see 150,435 people have realized it and they want the alpha. So without further ado, let's get into the alpha, the alpha of the day. So let's get into it. Where are we? We can say that we convincingly finally broke the all-time weekly high close on Bitcoin. That's the first thing that happened. Then we broke through the all-time high after, as I said to you, the third attempt of breaking into the high. And I said to you that as we break, the first time we won't break, the second time we won't break. And yes, I said to you, I think third time is going to be a charm. I didn't think it would happen last night because I didn't think that we had enough firepower to push the price into price discovery. But as we woke up this morning, Asia basically said, listen, guys, we can't wait for the USA. We can't wait for the USA. The USA can push us further, but we actually want to take us into all-time high territory. And then all hell broke loose. Bitcoin broke out. We started to get into this price discovery thing. A lot of people didn't want to be happy. That's because they've got severe PTSD. I looked at it and I said, you know what? This one actually looks convincing. It broke all the rules. It was driven by Asia. There was huge volume. And I said, you know what? This breakout is the one that actually looks convincing. And it carried on. And here we are now, $72,000. And we're still going higher. The spot buyers are starting to push us higher, or were pushing us higher, even before the US market opened. So you can see how much buying pressure there is now on Bitcoin. And now Bitcoin is at all-time highs against every single currency in the world. So before, remember, Bitcoin was at all-time high against the Nigerian Naira, the Argentinian Peso, et cetera, et cetera. But now it's like, guys, it's move over. We are now at all-time highs all over the world. Every single currency in the world, we are now at all-time highs with Bitcoin. And as I said, there is euphoria on my timeline about where Bitcoin is going next. It's very important that when you see this euphoria, you be careful, because when you get euphoria and you get high funding rates and you get people believing that the market can never, ever go down, you need to be the smart person. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to look to the future. We're going to look at what the next move for Bitcoin is going to be about. And we're going to do it only using data. We're not going to use euphoria. We're not going to use emotions. We're not going to use narcotics. We're just going to use data. No narcotics, just data. Plain. Data, no narcotics today. Sorry, bro. If you want narcotics, come back tomorrow. Today it's all about the data. But that is looking forward. I think just for one second, let's forget about looking forward just for one second, and let's look at where we are right now. Okay, so usually we look forward, but now let's just look at where we are right now and just take a second to appreciate where we're at. Because I know that in all this euphoria, in all this pump, in all this looking forward at prices, we actually sometimes don't take one second to say, congratulations, you guys held through the bear market. And now you're now starting to get the rewards. You're starting to make more money than you've ever had in your lives. I know you are, because some of you have shown us your portfolios, especially the people in front runners. Should take a second to celebrate, because I know a lot of people will say, well, you just bought funny internet money, but it's not about buying funny internet money. You were there to take a risk when no one wanted to take risk, when everyone told you that this thing isn't going to work. You were buying up shit in the bear market when everyone told you that it's the end of crypto. You bought the FTX dip. You bought all the other dips. You held and held and held. And now, take a second to understand where we're at. And where are we at? I see this guy, he posted, he said, wake up, it's Monday, check phone, new Bitcoin all-time high. Can't be real, turn on the TV. Trump is live on CNBC, actually shilling Bitcoin. Orange man says bullish things about Bitcoin. Can't be, opens Twitter. Michael Saylor announcing a new 12,000 Bitcoin purchase. We knew that was coming because he did raise like $700 million. What is going on? I mean, you have to appreciate how far we have come and where we are today. Not only do we have Larry Fink shilling Bitcoin, and we played this yesterday. For those who didn't catch yesterday's shows, you actually really missed out. So we had Larry Fink really shilling Bitcoin. And I'm not going to play this.
This is one of the reasons I'm not going to play this whole thing. Banned it.
But then we woke up this morning and we had Trump on Bitcoin. Let me try to get it louder for you guys. Can you turn it louder for us? So long story short, Trump is now talking about Bitcoin. And instead of saying that bad things about it, he's actually talking about how many people use it, about how he did well with an NFT shoe collection. He also said, look, he does love the dollar, but you have to say you love the dollar because you're just about possibly to be the next president of the United States, especially if you're running against Joe Biden. I mean, it would be very, very difficult to see how Trump doesn't beat Joe Biden if Joe Biden actually makes it to the elections. We'll talk about that in a second because I may have a good trade for us. So we have that. And the reality is that the higher, the more they talk and the higher the price is, the more they want to buy of it. So you kind of got to see them as the opposite of us. We were buying this asset when it was low. We were buying it when people were saying it's a bad investment. They are now buying the euphoria. we're not buying this euphoria. I mean, I don't think it's a great idea to be buying Bitcoin today, even though we are going into price discovery. I think that, to be honest, I think you may have missed that train and you should probably look at the altcoins, which may play catch up, and we'll talk about that catch up. But in TradFi world, what you're seeing is you're seeing them actually want more as the price goes up. The more price goes up, the more Larry Fink talks about it because he feels it's the cool thing to do. The more CNBC talks about it, the more Donald Trump talks about it. He realizes that that Bitcoin is a voting issue. Don't be fooled by why Trump is talking about it. Trump is not a Bitcoin maxi. Trump probably deep inside doesn't even like Bitcoin. It threatens the US dollar. But they are realizing that this is an election year. And in an election year, the higher the price goes, the more of an election issue Bitcoin becomes. I know it's crazy, but the higher the price goes, the more of an election issue it becomes. And therefore, the party that wants to get our votes, not my vote, because I don't live in America, and if I did vote, I definitely wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. But they want our votes, or they want your votes if you're in America. And so they're going to use Bitcoin and Bitcoin acceptance as a lever to get your votes. And we've never seen this before in the Bitcoin cycle. And that is why we are getting extreme momentum. And you got to think about momentum as a snowball. And it's probably the most powerful effect that you ever have. Once you have momentum, it's like a snowball that keeps growing and growing and growing. And then, you know, it only gets stopped when some external event happens. But for now, we are in the momentum stage. The higher the price goes, the more they want to talk about it. The more they talk about it, the higher they send the price. Therefore, the higher the price goes. Therefore, the more they want to talk about it. You know, I mean, I don't have to explain to you how this cycle actually works. And so they're filling up their boots in the ETF. So that is where we are now. And as I said to you, like, sometimes we just got to slow down and just say, look, where are we now? Let's just look at it. Now that we know where we are now, let's look at the future. Let's look at where we can go, because that's the next thing. I look at my timeline. I don't know about your timeline. My timeline is a shit show. Okay. People are telling me that Bitcoin is pumping 22. It says Bitcoin pumped straight with 22% last time it broke the all time high. So we could go 22% higher. 22% higher would take us to 80 to 90,000. Let's just round off a little bit. Someone here says, if the nascent parabola were to continue into full blown parabola, an argument for $170,000 in May. And he talks about the weekly MACD level, the previous all-time highs on the LCGC channel, which I've never even heard about. I don't know any of this stuff. I mean, I'll be honest. This is charting. This is not. I know charting 101 and 102. I don't know charting 942 with an engineering degree. So, but he says it can go to 150K. People are saying it will melt faces. I kind of agree that the next pump will melt faces. But to me, what I say is, let's rather not look at all the tweets. Let's rather not look at all the bullshit hot air. Let's rather look at the actual data. Let's not look let's not be Twitter idiots, Twitter fools, and drink the Kool-Aid of the euphoria on Twitter. Let's actually go and look inside the data and make data-driven decisions, because when you make a data-driven decision, you've got something to back it up with, not just Hasaka said on Twitter or Meowcat said on Twitter, or I mean, even better, like, but mom, Mr. Crypto said so. Honey, I lost my money because Mr. Crypto told me that you can't say that. So we must look at the data. What does the data say? Well, the first thing is we have a problem when we're looking at the data. And the problem that we have when we look at the data is that this cycle is different. And so we can't really compare this cycle's data to any other cycle's data. If you look at these cycles over here, the blue one is the 2012 cycle. The red one is the 2016 cycle. The yellow one is the 2020 cycle. And the green one is the 2024 cycle. What you're realizing is that after every single cycle, the price pumps after the halving. In this cycle, the price is pumping before the halving. So that means that already any data that we look at is less reliable, unfortunately, because everything is happening much quicker now. Everything is happening before the halving. So when we look at the data, we've got to say, okay, look, we are going to look at the data because it's better than not looking at data. But be careful. You've got to adjust for the biases in the data. Now, someone here says both previous cycles took the same time from break of previous all-time high to new cycle all-time high, 49 weeks. So if the duration were to stay the same, it would mean that we would top around February 25. Problem is, we're in a different market. And so what we can say is we're definitely going to top before February 25. That is because we're in this, obviously in this left translated cycle. Someone says Bitcoin broke out above the all-time high. He says above the all-time high. This is the fastest break of the all-time high we've ever seen in any Bitcoin cycle. It's going to be the biggest bull run of all time. So again, we're saying we can read the data. We can read the data, but we've got to adjust for biases in the data. We've got to say, okay, once we read the data, how fast are things going to happen? Because things are actually happening faster. This cycle is different. They said Bitcoin can't fall below the previous all-time high. And it did. Remember, in the FTX thing, Bitcoin fell below the previous all-time high. Then they said Bitcoin can't make a new all-time high before the halving. And it did make a new all-time high before the halving. That's where we are today. We're in price discovery before the halving. And then they also said that the next bull run's performance can't outperform the previous bull run performance. This cycle is different. I know we always say, oh, no, you can't say that this time is different. Guys, this time is different. The data is showing you that this time is different. The data is showing you that. So now when we look at the data, now I'm going to show you the data, and you have to make an adjustment for everything that I've just told you. Left translated cycle, more aggressive cycle, institutional. Imagine like we had this small hose pipe filling up our swimming pool, right? Like imagine you have this huge swimming pool, and to get the level of the swimming pool up, you need water to flow inside the swimming pool. So you bring your small little hose pipe, you know, the one that you use to water your plants, and it fills up the swimming pool, but it takes hours and hours and days and days and days to fill up the swimming pool. Then they say, you know what, let's do you a favor. And they bring like the fire truck, and they take that big motherfucker pipe, and they put that pipe in your swimming pool. And some guy just switches on the pipe. And then it just puts in water. The pool starts to overflow. That is the cycle. We used to the small hose pipe, the one that's like, can we get 2 billion more, please? Can we get 2 billion tether more, please? Can you please get 1 billion tether? TradFi is looking at this, they're going, billions? No, trillions, bro. Not billions, come on. Let's pay trillions. And they switch on the big motherfucker hose pipe, the one that puts out like proper fires and shit like that. And that's basically what we're dealing with. So this cycle is absolutely different. So now with that in mind, let me show you the data. Okay, so let's look at the data. The data says that in the previous cycles, in the first cycle, this is the 2012-2013 cycle, it took 21 days for Bitcoin to double after it broke its all-time high. It took 21 days. In the next cycle, it took 28 days for Bitcoin to reach and to double. In the next cycle, it took Bitcoin 21 days to double. Now, if the fractal plays out the same, we could be talking about doubling in 2 weeks or less, maybe 3 weeks. Because again, the cycle is happening quicker. The cycle is happening much more aggressive. Again, I'm only showing you data. So you can't say like where you're getting this from. Here, you're looking at the same chart that I'm looking at. You can see that usually we only break the all-time high after the halving. In the previous times that we have broken the all-time high, you can see that on the first one, on the first cycle, here, it took 3 weeks, 21 days to double. On the second one, it took 21 days to double, or 28 days to double. On the third one, it took 21 days to double. On this cycle, it can take anywhere up to 21 days, but it looks like things are happening much quicker. This is what the data is telling us. The data is telling us that this cycle is different. It's not the same as a normal cycle. This time is different. And you can see it in multiple places of the data. You can see the following. You can see that right now, TradFi cannot get enough of this shit. I mean, look at the CME all-time open interest, $10 billion. In fact, so much more that again, you can see that the CME is driving this cycle, meaning that the institutions are driving the cycle, no longer the retail investor. The institutions are actually the ones driving the cycle. And that's why the CME is now much bigger in terms of leverage than Binance and almost equal to Binance and Bybit combined, okay? Then as I mean, I'm not going to read you this whole tweet because then we'll be here for quite a long time. But it says here, this BTF, the Bitcoin ETF, is the most bullish ETF in history. The suits love it. People wanted it. They keep buying it. But we're also in a cycle where the central banks are starting to print more money. And so this is the first Bitcoin cycle where we have Larry Fink shilling our bags. It's the first global cycle where we are getting into a new increased money supply. And it's the first time that we've got Bitcoin hitting an all-time high when interest rates are actually at their highest point. We've never had before, we've never been in a scenario where Bitcoin broke the all-time high. If you look here, the last time Bitcoin broke the all-time high, the Fed funds rate was like on the floor, it was at zero. Now we broke the all-time high and the Fed funds rate is at 5%. It's the highest that it's ever been. And we are waiting for Powell to reduce interest rates, which is imminent. So Powell is going to reduce interest rates. That is going to be imminent. And so, I mean, we say imminent. Tomorrow or this week, we've got CPI and PPI coming out. And let's just quickly look at what the expectations are. So for PPI, which is the 14th of March, what's the date today, guys? 11 March. Today's the 11th. So 14th is Thursday. Okay. And then you got CPI on the 12th, which is? Tomorrow. Tomorrow is CPI. The forecast for CPI is 3.1%. Remember, Powell wants to see the number go down. The Cleveland Fed, which is actually usually spot on, they're saying it's 3.12%. So there or thereabout. Trueflation says, listen, buddy, inflation is at 1.66%. And I actually believe these guys because they're not linked to any government department. The government departments don't have their grubby little paws in trueflation, right? So this time is different. We are at an all-time high whilst the Fed fund rate is high and probably will start decreasing. We will keep an eye on these inflation numbers for you tomorrow. We have to keep an eye on the inflation numbers for you. So, you know, they keep saying like we'll never be able to repeat the 2021 cycle. And I must be honest, I've been the same. I said, look, guys, this cycle will never be as aggressive as the 2021 cycle. I was wrong, guys. I was wrong. And again, why was I wrong? I couldn't imagine the impact of the massive hose pipe in our swimming pool. I just couldn't imagine the impact. It's like it's as if we were playing in like the kiddies pool, and then there was like, okay, guys, come, let's play now. Let's play the real game. So that's what's happening. And as they say here, yeah, the cycle is could actually melt your face. So you must put sunblock on just because you don't want your face melted. On the on-chain, the cycle is also on-chain. The cycle is, you know, I listened to Willy Woo. I have been listening to Willy Woo since 2017. I know him personally, actually. And he's a strange guy, but he's a genius when it comes to on-chain information. He's a very strange guy, but very good guy and very smart guy. And he's a genius when it comes to on-chain information. He says something here. He says, look, BTC at 71 puts us in the upper and lower, puts us in visual of the upper and lower bands on the model. Upper bound right is 337K. So he says, so this bull market is early. He says it's the equivalent to 20K in the last cycle. Now remember, the last cycle went from 20K to 69K. So that was a 3X. He says, last cycle didn't hit the upper band due to the flood of paper Bitcoin, which is less dominant in this cycle. And then he analyzes all the other metrics. He talks about another view. It's the BMI composite of 17 fundamental technical macro signals covering behavior. And he says that says we're, he says, holy mother of God, 1.8 billion a day of new capital is being stored in the network right now. Third biggest, highest on all time. So he's looking at all the data and he's basically saying, look, on an on-chain data point of view, I'm not going to go through this whole tweet. It's a very long tweet, but you can go and look at it online. He's basically saying that we're in the early stages of an on-chain bull market, but he is giving a warning. He's saying there's a bit of caution on the short-term spent output ratio. A measure of profit-taking in the network is near peak levels. Once it rolls over, we can expect a period of consolidation. I'm not that worried about the consolidation, even though I do believe that there's going to be a correction. There's definitely going to be a correction. But right now, when we've had corrections, I want to show you what the data says about corrections. Again, I'm just quoting data. I'm not, you know, I don't make any other shit up. We've only had small corrections now because of the institutional inflows. For as long as the institutional inflows continue to come in, then I believe that the corrections will be bought up. Now, you could say, look, the ETF investors, when Bitcoin starts to collapse, they're going to start dumping their ETFs holdings. But the reality is that I don't think they will. And the reason why I don't think that they will in the first year, after the first year, all bets are off. But in the first year, they're not going to do it. And I'll tell you why they're not going to do it in the first year. Because A, they'll have to pay income taxes and stuff like that. B, these kind of investors, they're not traders. These are investors. These guys say, look, put it as 2% of your portfolio. Put it as 2% of your portfolio and let's take it from there. They don't say put it as 2% of your portfolio, then buy in, buy out. But it doesn't work like that. It's put it as 2% of your portfolio and hold it and see what happens. All right, so that's Bitcoin. Enough about Bitcoin? Yes, no? Enough about Bitcoin? Enough about Bitcoin. I'm tired of talking about Bitcoin. I mean, great for Bitcoin. Happy for Bitcoin that Bitcoin is now at 72,000. Amazing. But I'm not here for Bitcoin. I'm here for life-changing money. Bitcoin's not bringing me life-changing money. I'm here for altcoins. Some people are here for altcoins. 9,000 of you live are here for altcoins. 9,000 of you live acknowledge and realize we are on Banter Plus. The other 2,000 or 3,000 that usually join us forgot that we're on Banter Plus. They didn't subscribe. They didn't hit notifications. They didn't realize. Someone just texted me, says, I'm hitting myself so hard on this. I remember you told me to buy GBTC. I said, the people... I told them. You see, I did my switch from GBTC to MicroStrategy, and the guy, you know, he should have done it. He didn't do it. Okay, well, you'll catch the next one. Bernie, you'll catch the next one, sir. I don't think I was supposed to mention his name. Okay. All right, let's go to altcoins. So, altcoins, I know it doesn't feel like we're not in alt season, but we're not in alt season, guys. The bad news is we're not in alt season. Yes, even though Theta is up 25% and Floki is up 20.3%, and Near Protocol is up 18.45%. I've got really bad news for you as a community. We are not in alt season. It's still Bitcoin season. It will continue to be Bitcoin season until the Bitcoin dominance starts to come down. That's how it works, unfortunately. So if you're celebrating now, I think you'll celebrate a lot more if we follow this pattern over here. And we go up, 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 doof, 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 tap the top and maybe start coming down. It's only alt season when the Bitcoin dominance starts to go down. Until then, unfortunately, you can't just throw a dart at the dartboard and hit any token and become a millionaire. You actually have to do the work. When it becomes full-blown alt season, when it's full-blown alt season, then any monkey can do it, okay? Anyone can do it. You can just take the dart, throw a dart, it all works. Right now, unfortunately, you have to be able to really read narratives. You have to be able to take your teacup, stir it like this, look at the leaves inside, and know which narratives are actually going to do it. Otherwise, you can just watch Banter Plus and we can do it for you because we stir tea leaves all the time. We also stir lots of other leaves all the time. And that's where we get our alpha from. So where do we go from here? The first thing is we're going to talk about all of these. But the first thing is remember that when Bitcoin runs, all the Bitcoin-related tokens usually follow. So if you think that this price discovery is going to continue, and I can't tell you whether or not it's going to continue, look at all the Bitcoin narratives. Who are the Bitcoin narratives? Audi, Sats, Stacks, remember? If you think this run continues, you buy them. Tectum, which is one of our sponsors. You know Tectum. Tectum is an amazing, amazing piece of software. I have spoken to you guys about it before. They wanted to find a way for people to send Bitcoin without paying high transaction fees. So they created this, what do they call those notes? There's like a soft note. So what they do is, let's say that you want to send a Bitcoin in two halves to your friends. They separate the two halves. They put them into two wallets. And then instead of sending the Bitcoin, they created another blockchain and they send the password to the Bitcoin on the other blockchain, which is a very fast, very cheap blockchain. So effectively what they do is they send Bitcoin without the Bitcoin transaction fees, and they claim that they are the fastest blockchain out there, which also very cheap, which means that they've actually found a way to transfer Bitcoin faster with the fastest blockchain speeds. That makes sense. So these are the plays that I would be looking at. I would be looking at Audi. I would be looking at Stacks. Stacks is the no-brainer. You can go to Sovereign, not a bad one. Tectum, you can go to. If you want that, that's the one thing that you can do it. You have to remember one thing. Right now, altcoins are really, really, really lagging. Lagging like crazy, okay? But it's not going to carry on. It's not going to carry on forever. In every cycle, Bitcoin tries to convince us that this cycle is only Bitcoin. And only when you really give up on the altcoins and you tap out and you say, okay, we're never going to get an altcoin season. Only when you get to that point Only when you get to max pain, where you feel like, why am I doing this? Why am I holding altcoins? Why don't I just put all my money into Bitcoin? Only when that happens, that is when the altcoin season will actually start. And we'll know it starts because the dominance will start to break down. Now, the dominance could be breaking down now. We have to watch this now. It could be playing this thing. But just like we did with Bitcoin and just like we did with all the other altcoins, don't wait for the breakout to actually buy the coins. Now you do your shopping now, so that when the breakout actually does happen, you are much more relaxed. You can see that I haven't been trading much because I've just been lying back and I've been celebrating all my wins. And you can see, I want to show you some of my wins. I mean, you know that this portfolio is now, I mean, this portfolio is now 4.26. It started at $50,000. It's now $4.267 million. And remember, I know a lot of you believe, we missed this portfolio. We'll never catch up. And I understand. This portfolio started in like October. So you did miss like 4 months. So we're going to start a BitGet portfolio now. And I've loaded up my account with $100,000. You should do the same. You should go to Banter. You should go to our show here. You should go to this show. If you haven't already got an account, sign up let me show you which exchanges you should sign up with. So sign up with BitGet and put in money if you want to join us. Also, if you can't sign up with BitGet because, you know, you live in countries where presidents are old and, you know, just, you know what I mean? Then what you do here is you actually sign up with EVO, because EVO is a decentralized exchange and you can trade most of our tokens here. So pick your exchange, get ready, and probably tomorrow we'll start trading this new portfolio. We'll start trading a new portfolio. In the meantime, look at the funding rates. Back to orange and dark orange. Dark orange, so they've now added new colors. So it used to be only yellow and that was 50%. Now they've got orange and dark orange. Dark orange means you're paying 150% to hold your positions. I just want to show you what that means. So like right now, I'm holding a Rune long, Thor chain long. Okay. Right now, I'm probably paying 130% or so to hold that long per year. That is a fortune of cash. And I want to show you what that actually means when you're trading on leverage. It's a big number. So first of all, I would like to congratulate myself. It's another one of those trades where I made $1 million profit. So you can see I put down $50,000 of margin here, $50,000. And on that $50,000 of margin, I've made $1.173 million on that $50,000. So it's quite a good return on investment. It's a 2,335% return on investment. But I'm paying massive funding. I've paid over $100,000 in funding to actually hold that position. So the funding is actually starting to feel really, really, really sore. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, I get like a chest pain from the amount of funding that I'm paying. This Bitcoin trade, I've made $492,000 here from buying those 11 Bitcoin at $27,000. But you can see I've paid $50,000 in funding. So you got to be really careful when you're trading on funding. And maybe what I should do is just close this Rune trade, take $1.175 million in profit and invest it into Spot Rune and then sleep well at night. But the downside of doing that is that I'll only have exposure to $1 million, $1.1 million worth of Rune. And right now I've got exposure to like $1.9 million of Rune. So we'll make that decision tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll talk about whether or not I should take profit. Let me know in the chat what you think. And tomorrow we also start the new portfolios. So remember, the altcoin cycle will happen, but now the question is, will ETH pump? So right now, what you can see when it comes to ETH is that ETH is at $4,039. It has breached the $4,000. Congratulations to all the people in the nursing home and to all the people in our parents' home and all the other old age homes. Congratulations to all of you for making 4% on ETH in the last day. Congratulations. Very, very, very good trade. Reality is ETH is being subdued. And even though there's a massive, massive, massive fork coming in the next couple of days, the price of ETH is actually being subdued. And the reason why the price of ETH is actually being subdued is because people are worried about the ETF. So even though there is this massive Denkun hard fork happening in 3 days, which everyone should be talking about, people are basically saying that since the ETF, the SEC has not engaged with them on the ETF, we could not, maybe the SEC is going to say, look, take us to court. We're not approving ETH ETF this year. So Eleanor Terrett, she's with Fox, she's very smart. She says, look, based on conversations with people familiar, meetings in recent weeks have been very much one-sided there, with the issuers and the custodians trying to rally SEC staff to get the ball rolling and the staff not really engaging. Now, we know what this means. This means that they don't really give a shit about us. Says, why? I'm told Gary Gensler believes he already placated the industry with the approval of the Bitcoin ETF. Also, influential anti-crypto politicians like Senator Warren are already angry about at the SEC. That is why I bought this meme coin, which is the Elizabeth Warren. It's done. It doesn't matter. I don't care about the price. I want to be part of the resistance. And to me, this is the official crypto token of the resistance. So look, right now, people are not really excited about the ETH trade. I'm also not that excited. I'm excited about the Solana trade. I mean, that for me is the biggest trade. Why? Because if the ETH ETF is approved, Solana runs next because they kind of say, okay, look, listen, there is another Solana ETF thing. If the ETH ETF is rejected, then we go back and say, well, listen, Solana is winning on all the metrics. If you look at all the metrics on Solana, it's winning on all the metrics. The on-chain activity going mental because of the meme coin run. Solana is going absolutely mental. Now, I want to show you this. The boomers, okay, and I don't mean me. I mean the older boomers than me. They are willing to pay an 873% premium to buy the Solana GBTC equivalent, the Grayscale Solana Trust. These clowns are willing to pay 873% premium. Now, I didn't believe it when I saw it on Twitter because I don't believe anything I read on Twitter. But then I went to Grayscale's actual website. If you look at the Solana GSOL or whatever they call it, GSOL, you can see that even though the net asset value of the per share is $55, the people are paying $540 for this. They're paying 8x to get their hands onto Solana. That should show you where the sentiment is right now. And it's, I mean, look, Filecoin, get this, Filecoin. Okay. Check how dumb these people are, okay? The actual net asset value per chain, $10. Okay? They're willing to pay $350, okay? You know what I say? Hold on. You know, when I read this, this is what I think. I think this. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let's just get risotto. Risotto. No, not risotto. What's the guy's name that laughs like a risotto? That's his name. Risotto laugh. When I read that they're willing to pay 10x for Filecoin and 8x for Solana, I swear to you, this is what I feel.
Porque no me dio tiempo nada ponerme la chancla. Voy a la playa.
And they pay 10x for Filecoin. And 10x for Solana. I mean, that's what I think. That's the only thing I think about. But what you can see is that they are loving this meme coin pump. They're loving the usage of the network. Speaking of usage on network, should we bring Gustavo on for a quick dirty your hands, dirty your fingers, DJing? Let me know in the show. Let me know in the comments if you want Gustavo on for a quick meme coin review. I see that the other thing that we see now is that we're starting to see the L1s play catch up to Bitcoin. So right now, only like ETH Classic, not even only BNB, Rune, ETH, Near, Sui, and Gnosis have beaten Bitcoin, but we're starting to get catch up. So the first catch up that we're getting is Near Protocol because it's riding the AI narrative, and because Osaka tweeted Ilya, the founder, basically speaking next to Jensen Huang at the AI conference. The other one which could play catch up is Polkadot. So I wrote off Polkadot. Like I said, okay, Polkadot dead. Won't come back. Then they made a meme coin, and the meme coin is called, I think it's called Dot is Dead, D-E-D. And now they're doing partnerships. They did a partnership now with Mythical Games, the number one gaming blockchain. They're also one of our sponsors, but I'm not talking to you now. I'll tell you when I'm talking to you because it's a sponsored segment, and when I'm talking about it because it's this. You can see that they're starting to make all the right noises. They're starting to change their model in terms of the parachains and the crowd loans. You can now pay as you go. They now did this partnership with Mythical Games. These guys have got proper users, don't they? They've got like, how many users? Like 650,000 users. So watching Dot as well, watching all the other L1s. Another one which I'm watching, and you should be watching this, Telegram, Ton. Tan are making all the right noises. They are number one. They launching the tap coin. Number two, they starting to pay back creators in Telegram. Number three, Tan, they now talking about doing an IPO. So Telegram has reportedly hit 900 million users and nears profitability as the company considers going public through an IPO. So as they make more of the right noises, the Tan coin will continue to run. So for me, this is one of the things where I actually will invest because I think that there's no other blockchain that has access to 900 million users on the phone. There isn't a blockchain like that. So I think that we don't overlook Tan. Okay, the people want Gustavo. We'll give them Gustavo. I mean, can I? Gustavo. That's why people want Gustavo, bro. Hello? Can you hear me? I can't hear him. Gustavo, hello? Tell him he's on mute. Gustavo, you're on mute. We can't hear you, sir. Let's see if we can get... Okay, so Gustavo will come on in a second. The other one which I'm watching is I'm watching Rune. As I showed you, it is one of my best trades. I'm watching it because the metrics on Rune are just absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. 2.29 billion in trading volume last week. I mean, Rune's really, really, really taking off. So that's the other one which I'm watching. Let's see if we can get Stavo back. Can you hear us, sir? Can you hear us? Now we can hear you, sir. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, Gustavo. What happened in meme coins in the last 24 hours?
Can you guys hear me?
We can. We can hear you. What happened in meme coins, sir?
I can't see you, Ren. I can't see you on the screen right here.
He says he can't see us. Can you hear me, Gustavo? Okay, we can't hear Gustavo. So we'll have to bring him on tomorrow to do a meme coin section. Can we get Seth on and maybe get some algorithm calls while I look at some other tokens? So I am watching the Arweave supercomputer because the Arweave price is pumping and every day they just go up and up and up. Yes, since yesterday, up 188% on the message count. Still watching Arweave. This is an interesting one that I'm watching, Kyber Network. So all the charts said that Kyber Network is breaking out, KNC. I'm quite skeptical about Kyber Network. The reason why I'm so skeptical about Kyber Network is because they were hacked and the hacker still has like $30 million of their money. But that said, it does look like if you look at the chart, it does look like the chart is about to break out through crazy levels. Like, look here, the chart's about to break out through crazy, crazy levels. When it breaks that level, then you're talking about 112 and then we go up here to like 210. So, I mean, that's one that, I mean, worth watching, I suppose. I suppose you can say worth watching. ThoughtChain, as I said, I'm watching it because of this. We spoke about this yesterday. So ThoughtChain is one which I'm watching. Is Seth on with us? Okay, so Seth's going to join us in a second. He's got his algorithm. Yes, remember, if you're not already subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter Plus, guys. This is where the alpha is going to be coming. It's not going to be on Banter for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be here. Also, I see right now that Bitcoin is breaking up. People are telling me in the chat that Bitcoin is 72,000. I told you this pump looked convincing. This looked convincing. Okay, who's coming on? Is it? Okay, so Seth is coming on. Remember, Seth owns a trading indicator and his trading indicator. Can we get Seth? Can Seth share his screen and you can show us what he sees on the indicator, sir?
I'm sharing my screen. Can you see?
Okay. Guys, can you bring in Seth's screen? Okay, hold on. We're going to bring in Seth's screen. I see Gustavo's screen.
Cool. Oh, hello. Can you guys see me now?
No. We're going to let Seth go, Gustavo. You missed your turn, sir. Okay, hold on. Let's get Seth's screen on. And we can see. Because Seth is a trading indicator. One of the most accurate trading indicators that I've ever seen in my life. And just tell us how the indicator works and what you've seen today, sir. And also tell us about the improvements that you've made.
Well, we've had these insane improvements over the last 2 weeks, which has literally revolutionized. I think we're the first people in crypto to actually do this. We now have a scanner that monitors these pivots. If you can look here, can you see we've got this super thin yellow
pivot over here? So how Seth's indicator works is he's looking for the three lines to be tight. When the three lines are tight and there's a break up on the way up, it usually means the token's going to fly. And we've back tested it about 1,000 times. It's the most accurate indicator that I've ever seen, I'll be honest. Now, in the past, you guys had to go and search your individual tokens. Now he's actually said, no, we're actually just going to get a scanner, and the scanner is going to tell you exactly which tokens are breaking out. Just show us what the scanner screen looks like.
I'll show you right now. Let me quickly go over there and share it.
Okay, so he's going to share that screen with us. It's a very, very, very cool indicator. He's going to show us which ones he said it's going to fly. Someone says, where is Gustavo? We'll bring Gus on next, guys. We'll bring Gus on next. Everybody calm your titties. We're going to bring Gus on next.
So you can see here, inside the Discord group, we have this Trendex scanner, and it has a daily, weekly, monthly, and combo. Every single day, it updates with the – it scans the whole market, all the crypto coins. It finds all the narrow pivots, and it brings them in here at the market open, exactly at the market opens. You got all the best trades waiting for you. So don't need to look for any trades anymore. You can just find these and trade these accordingly.
Okay, so what is it saying? What is it saying for today? What's the best trades?
So the weekly, I've gone off the weekly ones today, and I've come in here. And since we've been on the show, they've actually taken off. These were the two that I wanted to share today.
Is it too late?
Quant? Yeah, Quant's literally just taken off while we've been on the show. So QNT and ISP hit the, you can see it's on the thin, narrow grid. Prices have taken off, and our target is going to be over here. I mean, if it comes back down, it could be a re-entry, and then ICP was the other really good one.
Because I'm writing these down. I'm writing ICP down, and I'm writing QNT down. Sir, if you fail us here, sir, we will not, what are we going to do? Give him like a $500 fine, which we share with the community. Okay, so.
Cool.
Guys, if you want Seth's indicator, there's a link below. You can go and sign up. He even gives you a free trial. You give them a free trial, eh, Seth?
3 days for free. Test it out. Explore it. See for yourself.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, cool. Then let's see if we can get Gustavo on. Gustavo, and give us the meme coin calls. He's going to say, hello, hello, we can't hear you. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, now Gustavo.
I mean, these meme coins are going up so much that my connections aren't working.
Okay, so let's share your screen. Show us what happened in the last 25.
As you guys can see, whatever...
Gus, wait, share Gustavo's screen,
so
Gus.
What everyone thinks is a top signal.
Okay, yes.
Can you guys see my screen now?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are Uber drivers buying meme coins while driving people who are invested in crypto, who are OGs in the space, and they're trading Baby Doge, they're trading Cum Rocket, they're trading meme coins, and everyone's saying, oh, it's a top signal, but it's not. These are the people on the trenches. These are people outworking a lot of other people, and this time what used to be top signals is no longer a top signal. Wavephonosphere is not going to be a top signal.
That's a big statement,
Uber
sir.
Uber drivers trading meme coins is not going to be a top signal.
That's a big statement, sir. That's a big statement.
It's going so much
higher. Okay, let's see. I hope you're right, because I bought three. I've got three coins in my portfolio. I have Brett. I'm doing so well on Brett, bro. Based Brett. I bought that one. I'm doing very well on it. Then I bought Red Dog, which is the Telegram resistance dog.
Redo, about to break all time highs.
Yes. So I bought that one. And then I bought the official crypto resistance coin, which is Elizabeth Horan. I bought that one. And that's the other one that I bought because you told me to buy it.
Yes. That one's doing very well. Redo is about to break all time highs. It's almost at 20 million market cap. But I agree with Anselm. He's basically saying, fuck your top signals, nigga. And he's right. He's destroying the top signals because he's putting all of them early in the cycle to confuse everyone.
If this market crashes, Gustavo,
the top signal is going to be.
For me, I'm skeptical, but I'm listening. Did they raise enough money to put the hat on the Vegas sphere or not?
It's at 50%. It's at 50%. But they will raise it for sure. I'll throw $100. I want to help. I want it to happen fast so everyone gets confused.
Okay, cool.
But Udi's on board with the meme coiners because he's saying one of the cringiest things in crypto is when the OGs and the people who are mega whales and super wealthy complain about a trend. And yesterday everyone was complaining about memes. What this means is it's a hated rally. And nothing pumps harder than the hated rally. And the hated rally right now is alts do nothing. And my meme coins are exploding. All of them. My meme coin wallets, all of them are at all-time highs.
I must agree. I'm fucking hating my altcoin bag. Well, I'm fucking holding so tight, paying ridiculous funding rates, while you guys are putting $1,000 into a meme coin and making millions. Those guys made collectively $15 million. The guys that were on our meme coin, $15 million fucking dollars. I've been trading, taking margin, worrying about funding, and I'm not the same. All right, what else is happening? What else is happening? What should I and buy?
Okay, let me show what to buy. Besides Redo, I was going to show the Redo chart, which is doing extremely, extremely well. I'm looking to buy Daumenfrosch, which is this weird meme. I'm looking to buy over here at 7 million market cap. Why? Because they're extremely funny. They understand the vibes. They know how to make memes. And they've been making memes about me and you, Ren. I don't know if you saw the Daumenfrosch meme, but you have been Daumenfroshed. Look, this is Ren. He's been Daumenfroshed. I'm super bullish this meme, and I'm waiting a little bit to buy. And then my latest buy was
Skullrocket. Wait. What is that? Just go back to the meme of me.
Okay, this is Daumenfrosch. It's okay. That green meme.
Yeah, but show me the meme that they made of me.
Look, here you are.
I mean, on the one hand, I'm flattered that I got a... Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, I'm flattered that they made a meme of me. But on the other hand, is that the best they could come up with? Fuck's sake.
Look, mine's not bad.
Yours is great. All right, so that's one where you're looking for an entry. What else?
Yes, I'm looking for an entry. Then I just bought Cumrocket. Why? BSE is doing amazing. And I think this is going to be a beautiful hater rally because BSE is 30% away from new all-time highs. And everyone was talking about Cumrocket a few years ago. Elon Musk was making tweets. All these guys, left-wing guys, were making jokes. And so I think it's going to pump a lot because all these people who think they're smart are going to look at their dumbest friend, and their dumbest friend is going to become a millionaire on Cumrocket. And so it's a hated rally. So I'm bullish Cumrocket with this BSE rise currently. And all my cats are also pumping. Himula is at all-time highs. Vibing Cat on Solana is absolutely exploding every single day, making all-time highs. And so when I see people in altcoins and they're complaining, I mean, I'm making all-time highs every single day, and I'm super
Gustavo, you've made so much money on meme coins. I have to ask you a question, right? You've made so much fucking money on meme coins. I know how much money you've made because you told me offline. Can't you take a little bit of that money and get yourself new internet? No, like just a little bit, like 50 euros a month, bro. Can't you just get like faster internet, bro? We need you. Like, this is a bull market, bro. We need proper internet for the bull market. This internet is not for a meme coin trader.
I need a better computer. I need better internet and a better microphone for sure.
Much love, brother. We'll see you tomorrow for our daily meme coin update, sir. And soon Gustavo is going to be starting his show. Again, Gustavo is going to be starting a show here on Banter Plus. So what do you need to do? Subscribe. Oh, there we go. Subscribe to Banter Plus. Also, remember, if you want to watch this market on a minute-by-minute account, you go to the newsroom. Everything is happening now in the newsroom. And I've got a little secret to let you in on when it comes to Banter Bubbles. Josh, can I tell them? Can I tell them? But Josh, if I tell them, you can't not launch it later today. Okay, listen. So if you're using the app, only the app for now, until for like two more days, then it's going to be the website also. And you open your Banter Bubbles, you may see a points counter with a little logo that looks like an airdrop. Now, I don't want to say too much. All I want to say is that you may see the airdrop counter later on today. I'm not going to say too much, but I am going to say that you should look out for the points counter. The more you use the app, the more points you get. And you know what points mean. See you guys again tomorrow. Until then, I can't believe I leaked the news. Trade well, my friends.